Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Mem Gimel, 8 lines to the top of Daf Mem Gimel Rav, and the Gemara has been discussing the din and the klal that Shluchah Shalom Kamaisai. However, as we learned, if there is an Avera, then we have a klal that in Shliach Ledva Avera, and this is based on the Sfara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimin, and we saw that although by Me'ilah we do say Yeh Shliach Ledva Avera, however, Lefi Beis Hillel, since we also find Yeh Shliach Ledva Avera by Shliach Yad, so Me'ilah and Shliach Yad are Trei Ksuva Abon Kachod, and as we know, Trei Ksuva Abon Kachod, and therefore we're left with the Sfarah of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimin, and therefore in any other din we say in Shlichus Dvar Avera. Gemara explained that although Lefi Beis Shammai he doesn't learn that Yeh Shlichus Dvar Avera by Shlichus Yad, and therefore he doesn't have Me'ilah and Shlichus Yad as Trei Ksuva Avon Kachod. However, Beis Shammai agrees that by the Gei Tefich Mechira there is Shlichus Dvar Avera, and even Lefi Beis Shammai there are Trei Ksuva Avon Kachod Be'im Melamdin, because we have now Me'ilah as well as Tefich Mechira. And keep in mind that Lefi Beis there are actually three places where we find Shlichus Ledvar Avera, by Me'ilah, by Shlichus Yad, as well as by Tefichu Mechira. And our Gemara begins, Hanich L'manda Omer, Shtei Ksuva Avon Ke'echad Eim Melamdin. This makes a lot of sense, according to the Manda Omer, that hold that if you have two psukim that come together, we can't learn from them, and therefore we're left with the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimin, and that's what we hold, that in Shlichus Ledvar Avera. However, the Gemara continues, and is, El L'manda Omer Melamdin, Mayik L'mema, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we find in Masechet Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Zayin Rebeis, who holds even if you have Shtei Ksuva Avon Ke'echad, we would still be Melamdin, as we saw in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Lechayra, according to Beis Shammai, that by Me'ilah and Tficha we find that there's Yeh Shlichus Ledvar Avera, so why don't we learn from there, L'chola Tarei Kula, that there's a din of Shlichus even by a Dvar Avera, and we don't say as far as Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimin, as we explained before, and that with Beis Hillel, the Gemara's question at this point is not Shver, because since according to Beis Hillel, we find three places we find Shlichus Ledvar Avera, by Me'ilah, by Shlichus Yad, and by Tficha Mechira, therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, although Shnei Ksuva Avon Ke'echad is Melamdin, but if Shleisha Ksuva Avon Ke'echad is certainly a Melamdin. And the Gemara answers that Goli Rachmana B'Shchut Eichutz, that the Torah reveals to us that there is a din that in Shliach Ledvar Avera, in the Gei Issa of Shchut Eichutz, meaning you now take an animal of Hegdish and shecht it out of the side of the Azara, and the Pasuk in Achrim states, Vel Pesach Ha'Yomei Lo Yaviyu L'Hakrib Karbon L'Hashem L'Fnei Mishkan Hashem Dom Yechoshev L'Ishahu Dom Shafach V'Nichus Ha'Ishahu Mikarav Amai. And we learn out who v'lo shluchay, that since the Torah says l'ishahu, so we learn out it's only the person himself who will be chayef shchut eichutz. But if a person sends a shliach in order to be oiv on the issa of shchut eichutz, then he will not be oiv on the issa, and only a shliach will be oiv on the issa. You see that we don't have to rely on the svara of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaimin, as we see that the klal is that ain shliach v'avera from the din of shchut eichutz. And the gemara continues eschon gabi shchut eichutz. That now we see that there's a din of ain shliach v'avera b'negei shchut eichutz. B'chol terminon, how do we notice to the rest of the Torah that there's a din of ein shlichus ledvar avera? And if you're going to tell me the yalb b'shchut eichutz, that we learn the rest of the Torah from the din of shchut eichutz, at the yalb b'shchut eichutz ne'elof mehanach, then l'chayr, why are you learning from one place whereby shchut eichutz the Torah tells us ein shlichus ledvar avera, if l'chayr we should learn from two other places where b'negei me'ilah and b'negei the din of tefich mechira the Torah specifically tells us that yesh shlichus ledvar avera, and l'chayr now we have two against one, and l'chayr according to the Manda Omer that learns that shtei ksuva avon ke'echad is melamdin, l'chayr it would be better to learn from me'ilah and from Tvicha Mechira than only from Shchut Eichutz. And the Gemara answers, Hadakos Rachmana v'nichus ha'ishahu, that b'negei Shchut Eichutz, the Pasuk continues, and after it says, Dami Yechoshev v'ishahu, the Pasuk states, v'nichus ha'ishahu mikarev amai. And since b'negei Shchut Eichutz, we already learned from the first time that Pasuk says, Dami Yechoshev v'ishahu, that hu v'loi shluchai, therefore when the Torah says the second time, b'negei Shchut Eichutz, the Loshem ha'ishahu, so I'm in the Lugufai, since b'negei Shchut Eichutz, there is no need to teach us the in Shlich Dvavera, as we already know it from the beginning of the pasuk that says l'ishahu. Therefore, by the fact that it says once again v'nichus ha'ishahu, so tnei inyan l'chol ha'Torah kula, so it must be that it's coming to teach us that in all of the Torah we have a klal in shlichus ledvar avera, and it's not limited to shchut eichutz. And the Gemara continues, l'manda omer shtei ksuva avon ke'echad ein melamdin, according to the manda omer that taught us that shtei ksuva avon ke'echad ein melamdin, and l'fi that manda omer we couldn't learn from me'ilah or from tefichah mechira or from shlichus yad that yesh shlichus ledvar avera. L'fi that manda omer, then the way that we know that in Shlichus Ledvar Avera is based on the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimin, and L'chayr, we don't have the Psukim of Ha'ishahu to teach us this Klal, and therefore the Gemara is, Hanei Ahu Ahu, my Darish Behu. So L'chayr, according to the Manda Oma, what do they do with the extra words of Ahu that states B'negei Shchut Eichutz, as the Torah stated, Dami Yechoshev L'Ishahu, and the Torah stated, V'nichus Ha'ishahu Mikarev Amoy, and the Gemara answers, Chad L'Bute, Shtayim She'ichet B'Sakim Meshetlin, what has come to teach us that L'Ishahu, that it's only when one man goes and does does a shchita bechutz, then he's chayev kors, he's going to be chayev achatos if he does so b'shagig. However, if you have shnayim shasu and two people go and shecht an animal outside of the base of Middosh, they will be potter from achatos and they'll be potter from kors. The Gemara continues v'chad, and one time the Torah says the lashon ahu, it's come and teach us huv loy onus, huv loy shagig, huv loy mutar. And as Rashi says, ahu huv loy onus, da hu mashma shehei be'av yosei v'yishuv daitai. The lashon of the pasuk is teaching you that this person is b'av yosei and he has all his capabilities and he knows exactly what he's doing at the moment that he's doing shchut echutz. And the Taisa Rashi explains huv loy onus, haynu she'idim oim loy de behemizu in a carbon, where Edim tell him that this behemah is not a carbon, huv loy shagig, could go into sovahu shu chulan, that he thinks that this behemah is a behemah of chulan, and huv loy mutar, could go into sova shu befnu v'hu b'chutz. Reuven thought that he was inside the Beis HaMikdash, and it turns out that he was outside of the Azara, behaiden mayit shagig mekaris mitar av a carbon chayiv, and even though we mayit this person from a chiyiv, it's not telling us he's potter from a carbon, as certainly if he's a shagig, he's a b'chayiv a carbon. However, it's telling us that you may have a hami, this person would be chayiv karis, kamash muan, that he's not going to be chayiv karis, and the Mefreshim discuss that why would we have a hami, you know, that a person that's a shagig in Havira would be chayiv karis, if all over in the Torah we know that a person that is shagig when they do an Havira, they would not be chayiv, and I am restraining him that discussed this point. And the Gemara now continues in ESV Idach, according to the Mandama that hold that Sheikh Sura Bon Kechel is Melamdin, and therefore you already used the words ahu that says Benegeir or Shkutei Chutz to teach us the din that in Shlich Dvar Havira. Well, how will he know that Shnaim Sheikhsim Besakim Sheikhsim that they would be Pata, and how does he know that Huv Lay Onis, Huv Lay Shagig, Huv Lay Mutar? And the Gemara explains, may hu hahu, that by the fact that Torah could have said hu, and instead it said hahu, therefore, since the Torah states, Dami Choshev Le Ishahu, and it also says, Benichus HaIshahu Mikarab Amai, so he could learn four drushes out of those words. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, and according to the Man Amad, the Shnei Ksura Abon Kechad, Eimelamdin, L'Lachir, what does he do with the extra words that says hahu, and it could have said hu? And the Gemara answers, hu hahu, Le Darish, that he doesn't dash in anything from the extra letter hey, and he feels that that's standard way of the Torah speaking, and therefore he only has the ability to dash in two drushes out of the words la ishahu. And as we stated, from one he learned shnayim she'ichsu b'sakim she'ichsu, he would be potter, and he also learns huv lay onus, huv lay shagig, and huv lay mutar. And the Gemara continues that we just brought Mekarius as to how all the Tanaim learn that in shlichat v'aveira, aside for three potential places, which are of course me'ila, shlichas yad, and tficha mechira. And the Gemara now asks from a braisa where we see that Shammai HaZaken actually seems to hold that yesh shlichat v'aveira, even b'negei is someone killing someone. As the Gemara brings v'hadetani that we have in a braisa that states, ha'im l'shluchai, if Reuven says to Shimon, se'a regis and nefesh, I want you to be my shlich, and I want you to kill Levi, hu chayev v'sholchel pata, then Shimon will be chayev if he kills Levi. However, Reuven will be pata, because in shlichat v'aveira. The braisa continues, Shammai HaZaken im mishum chagei nabi, that Shammai HaZaken stated in the name of chagei nabi, sholchel chayev, that Reuven would actually be chayev. And we see this based on the pasuk Shinema, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Oysel Rakta Becher Bnei Amon. And this is talking about the story with David and Bathsheba. And the pasuk tells us that Nosan Hanavi told David HaMelech, Madua Besizra as Devar Hashem, Lassara Be'inai, as Uriah Chite Kisa Becher, Bes Ishta Lakachta Lachal Isha, Ba Oysel Rakta Becher Bnei Amon. And as we know, David HaMelech did not kill Uriah, he sent him to the front lines, and that caused him to be killed. And even though it was done through a Shliach of David, we consider it as if David killed Uriah, as the pasuk stated, Oysel Rakta, that you killed him, Becher Bnei Amon. And the Chorot Zmuchach, the Shammai HaZaken held, that we do say, Yesh Lichot V'Aveira, even B'negei Ritzicha. The Gemara asks, my timing to Shammai HaZaken, what is the reasoning for Shammai HaZaken's din, that it was considered as if David killed Uriah, if L'Chor we generally say that in Shlichot V'Aveira. And I in the Pnei Yeshua, we ask that L'Chor, what is the Gemara's question, if Shammai HaZaken actually said that he has a pasuk that states, Oysel Rakta Becher Bnei Amon, and therefore he already said what his svar is, and I in Shom, then he explained that from that pasuk, which is only a Navi, that would not be a valid Makar, since it didn't come from the Torah, and therefore the Gemara is asking, what is Shammai's Makar that is a din of Yesh Lichot V'Aveira from the Torah itself? And the Gemara answers, Kasov Shteksu Abon Kecho Melamdin, that he certainly holds that in the Gei Shlichus Yad, we don't say the Yesh Lichot V'Aveira, and therefore he's only left with Me'ila and Tficha Mechira, which are only Shteksu Abon Kecho, and he holds that Shteksu Abon Kecho is Melamdin, and Vehu Hahu Lidarshi, and he doesn't learn the extra Lashon of Ahu, when the Torah in the Gei Shchut Echot stated, Dami Yechoshel V'Ishahu, and it also stated, V'Nichus HaIshahu Mikarab Amoy, he learned it to teach us, Shtayim Sheikhim Misakim V'Sheikhim is going to be Pata, and also, Huv Loi Onis, Huv Loi Shagig, Huv Loi Mutar, and he did not have an extra pasuk to teach us that in Shlich L'Dvar Avera. Therefore, in the Chanami, Shammai actually held that B'chol Terekula, that Yeh Shlich L'Dvar Avera. And the Gemara continued, V'Bai Yisema, or I could tell you Loilum Darsh, that really Shammai Zokin dash in the words Ahu, and he dashed in two different limudim from each word Ahu, and therefore he actually was able to learn the din of Ein Shlich Dvarbeira, L'chol Terekula, U'mai Chayiv, Chayiv B'din Shmayim. In Chanami, when Shammai Zokin said over the name of Chagai Novi, that Shochav Chayiv, that if Reuben sent Shimon to kill Levi, then Reuben will be Chayiv, he didn't mean to say that Reuben will be Chayiv B'din Adam, he only meant to teach us that Reuben will be Chayiv B'din Shmayim. And the Gemara asks, Mechlal Tanakam Sova, Filum B'din Shmayim Nami Potter, if so, it come out, Tanakam hold that Reuben that sent Shimon to kill Levi would be Potter B'din Shmayim as well. It doesn't make sense that it would be Potter. L'chor, certainly he should have some sort of liability. And the Gemara answers, El Adina Rabba B'dina Zuta Ikabinao, that in the Chanami, the only machlekes is how much culpability will a person have B'day Shmayim. As Rashi explains, L'shamim Mechai B'dina Rabba B'inish Gadol, according to Shammai, that it'll be Chayiv him B'dina Shmayim, and it'll be a large Einish. B'day Shmayim, they would consider it as if the Mishaleach actually killed a person and Reuven actually killed Levi. However, L'tanakama Loi Mianish Kulehai Kahirig Atzboi El Kagurim, according to Tanakama that stated that Ahu Chayiv B'sholcha Potah, certainly Reuven will be Chayiv B'day Shmayim, but what he means is Sholcha Potah, that's not mamish that Reuven killed Levi. Even B'day Shmayim, they will only consider that Reuven was Gurim the death of Levi, and he didn't directly kill him, and therefore his Einish will not be that strong, even B'day Shmayim. And finally, the Gemara continues, V'ibayisema, and if you want, I could tell you that really Shammai Hazak can hold that B'chol HaTarekula, the klal is that Ein Shlich L'Dvarveira, but Sha'ani Hasam, B'digir Ritzicha, it's different, the Gali Rachmana, that the Torah teaches us, Oyser Raktam B'cher B'nei Amoin, and therefore we see that was considered as if David killed Uya, and we hold that Yei Shlich L'Dvarveira, B'nei Ritzicha. And the Gemara continues in ESV Idach, and according to Tanakama, that argues on Shammai Hazak, and he holds that the Meshalech is Potah, and the Shlich is Chayiv, as even B'nei Ritzicha, we hold that Ein Shlich L'Dvarveira. So what does he do with the Pasuk of Oyser Raktam B'cher B'nei Amoin, which is mashma that David was liable for killing Uriah? And the Gemara answers that Tanakama will learn the pasuk that it's actually telling you that David was actually potter, because Harehu Lecha K'cher B'nei Amoin, that although you sent Uriah to the front lines, but since you didn't actually kill him, it's considered as if he was killed by the swords of B'nei Amoin. Ma'cher B'nei Amoin Enei Atun Nenishlov, and just like anyone else that was sent to war and was killed by the B'nei Amoin, you do not have any culpability for. Similarly, Af Uriah Chiti Yatun Nenishlov, also for the death of Uriah Chiti, you will not have any Einish and you will not have any culpability. At my time, why is it that you're not chayiv at all? And the Gemara explains, because Meir B'Malchus Hava, because Uriah Chiti was a Meir B'Malchus. As the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis that states, Vayayma Uriah al David ha'orin v'Yisrael v'Yehuda yoshim basukais v'adoni yor v'avde adoni al pnei asa d'choynim v'ani ove al besi lechol v'lishtois v'lishka v'mishti chayecho v'chei nafshcha im eses adov azeh. And Rashi explains, Zeu Meret shekaru odin b'fnei melech, because he called Yoyev Adoni in front of a king, and he shouldn't have used the word Adoni, and therefore he was Chayiv Misa. And Taisa doesn't feel this would be considered a Merida B'Malchus, and therefore Zok Taisa V'Omer Rabbeinu Meir Avisha Rabbeinu Tam Masha Amalei David Sheyelch Lebeisir Lechov Lishtais B'hu Miyam B'davar K'dechsev Kol Avdi Adoni Al Pnei Asad Duchoynim V'ani Avi Al Beisir Lechol. By the fact that he didn't listen to David and he didn't go back home in order to eat and drink and go have a Suda, that was considered his Merida, as Taisa says V'loi Hoy Lo Lesarev V'yesh Mefarshim. And then Taisa brings a third shot that Merit Hoya Shehitim Leime Adoni Yoyev Koydim Al Melech David. Uriah was considered a Merit B'Malchus because he mentioned Yoyev prior to mentioning David HaMelech, and that itself was a b'chisis in the covenant of David, and therefore he was Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara now goes back to its original teretz where it stated that Shammai HaZokin actually hold that Yesh Lich L'Dvar Beira, and as we stated, Kosov Shtei Tzur and Bon Kechem Melamdin B'hu Ahu Loi Dorish, and therefore Amar Rava Intim Tzalayim Kosov Shammai Shtei Tzur and Bon Kechem Melamdin, even according to the first teretz that Shammai HaZokin hold that Shtei Tzur and Bon Kechem Melamdin B'hu Ahu Loi Dorish, and therefore the Yesh Lich L'Dvar Beira Moida that Shammai HaZokin would certainly be Moida, but Imil Shlucha would say Ba'il Se'eva, that if Reuven tells his Shliach to go and be Mizana with an Eva, or Va'achol Se'chelev, or to Echelev, Shu Chayiv V'Shol Chapata, that Shimon will be Chayiv, and Reuven who sent him will be Pata, Shalom Mitzinim Chal Terekula, Zanedim Zemich Chayiv, as we never find anywhere in the Torah that someone could have Hana while performing an act, and he will be Pata, and the one that sent him will be Chayiv, as we know that Besasek B'Chalom V'Rayis is also, even though if someone was Misasek and didn't have Hana, would generally be Pata, but once someone has Hana, it's considered as if he did a Maisa and he had Kavana to do that Maisa, and therefore in this case, even though Reuven sent his Shliach in order to do a Maisa, but since the Shliach actually had Hana, therefore although generally we would say that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, but in the case with his Hana, even Shammai would agree that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira and Shem would be Chayiv. chayiv and Reuven would be potter, and l'chayr it's a bit sarpia. Why is it that Reuven would be potter? Why don't we see that Reuven would be chayiv because yesh lechud va'avera, and Shimon would also be chayiv because he had anah v'tzarpia, and ayin tesis deal maschol shlemitzin b'chal teir kula zen none of zem mischayiv. Where we asked for meila, where we already stated that all agreed that b'negay meila that yesh lechud va'avera, and l'chayr as tesis brings b'negay meila shim oma gizbel l'shliach achol kikazeh shel hegdish v'ashliach lo yadushu shel hegdish the chayiv of mishalech. In that case, the mishalech, the gizbel would be chayiv because we say the yesh lechud va'avera. But v'amai, why would that be? If zenev v'zem mischayivu, in that case, the person who did that vera was actually nena, and therefore we should say the yesh lechud va'avera ayin in taisis. And the Gemara continues to discuss dinim relevant to shlichus. Itma we learned Rav Amar shliach nasaid. Rav holds that if there's a shliach that goes and does something for someone else, he could still be an aid regarding that item. And the Beir Abshila Amri, however, in the Yeshiva Abshila, they stated in shliach nasaid that a shliach cannot be an aid regarding the action where he was the shliach. And as Rashi says, shliach nasaid bein lekedushin, that doesn't make a difference if we're referring to a case of kedushin bein shishalch mamal bal chayvay, or if Reuven sent money with the shliach to someone that he owed money to, mitzdarv shliachim aid liyashnayim, then the shliach could be mitzdarv with one more aid in order for there to be two aidim. As we know, in davar shebe'ever pachs b'shtayim, and davar shebe'mamon needs two aidis as well. Or im shneim shluchim hayu biyachad, or if Reuven sent two shluchim in order to return money to a lender, or if he actually sent two shluchim in order to be mekadosh his wife, that shneim aidim b'davar, they could both be the aidim, and you don't need any other aidim. And the Gemara continues, my time at the Beir Abshila, what is the tam 40 shi? Rav Shila says that in shliach nasa aid, mishum amale havali aid. If you're going to tell us, it's because Reuven didn't say to the shliach that you should be my aid. El me'ata kiddush ishu b'fnei shnayim v'le amalehem atam aidei hachinami d'le have a kiddushin. Would you think that if someone's mekadosh his wife in front of two people and he didn't tell them specifically that you should be my aidim, would you think that this is not a valid kiddushin and they're not considered aidim? And as Rashi says, harei ro l'mais they saw the act of kiddushin. Certainly, it would be a valid aidus and a valid kiddushin. Rashi brings down that even though in Masechet Sanhedrin we bring down that tzarich shiyema atam edai, that there is a case where someone has to say that you are my edim, and he has to actually designate his edim, hanimilim be'edah edah, that is referring specifically to a case of someone that witnesses someone else being meidah and admitting to someone that he owes a mechayiv. Shepa'am sh'adam meidah l'tayvim mana v'ayim ha'din imach m'pei sh'reitz l'ashtikim e'alav ad la'achaz man, that there could be a case where someone is bothering someone and saying you owe me money, and in order to keep that person quiet, he says it's true, I owe you money. Even though Reuven is not really chayav to Shimon at all, he will still be meider to Shimon. And therefore, Eidim that hear Reuven say that he owes money to Shimon cannot testify regarding that until Reuven says that you should be my Eidim. But generally, we don't say that you have to designate Eidim. And certainly, if someone sees something, then they become valid Eidim. And therefore, in the case of Kedushin, for example, it would be a valid Kedushin, even if Reuven doesn't specify that you should be my edim when I'm being Mekadosh Rachel. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Machlekes Rav and the Beir Abshila is specifically regarding someone that is a shliach. Al Rav Omar shliach nasa eid alume kamalim lumosei. Rav holds that a shliach himself could be the aid, as even stronger when he's a shliach, as he knows exactly what happened, and therefore certainly he'll be a valid aid in that case. However, the Beir Abshila Amri ain shliach nasa eid kiven the Omar shluch shaladim kamaisei havelik rufai, that since this person is the shliach of Reuven, and of course we have a cloud, the shluchas shel adam kamaisai, therefore it's so strong his shluchas that it's mamish like he's Reuven himself, and he has a din like the Baal Dover himself, and just like the Baal Dover himself can't be an aid, therefore regarding this act the shliach can't be an aid either. And the Gemara continues, meisval esio kasha from the Braisa, and this question will be on Rav, and it will be a riot to Rav Shila that in shliach nasa aid. As the Braisa states, amal shleisha, if Reuven says to three people tzu v'kitchel yishisha that I want you to go be mekadosh a woman, echad shliach b'shnayim edim divrei Beishamai. The Beishamai said that it must be that Reuven meant to say that one of you should be the shliach to be Mekadosh Rachel, and two of you should be the Edim. However, Beisil says kulum shluchain, that all of them were meant to be shluchim, the ain shliach nasa aid, and none of them could be the Edim, as Reuven said that all three of you should go and perform the act of being Mekadosh Rachel, and therefore, since you're all shluchim, you all can't be Edim. But in fact, the Braisa brings a case where Reuven said to three people, therefore it's muchach that akadli pligi el b'shleisha, that the only time there's machlekes between Beisham and Beisil is only when Reuven said to three people to go and be Mekadosh Rachel. But certainly, if Reuven would have said to two people to go and be Mekadosh Rachel, then certainly it would not be a valid Kedushin, even according to Beishamai, as even Beishamai agrees that in Shliach Nasa Eid, therefore Therefore, clearly we see that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree to the Reb Shila that in Shlech Nasa Eid, the Gemara answers that in Chanami, based on the version of the Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that you just brought, it would actually be a question Rav, but who da Amma Kaitano, Rav actually learns this Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, like the following Brisa, like the following Mad Amma, the Tanya as we looked at the Brisa, Rav Nassan has a different version as to the Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and in a case where Reuven tells three people to go and be Makadish Rachel, so Beis Shammai Beishame said, Shliach ve'id echad, that since I hold that Shliach is Nasa Eid, therefore the Shliach, together with only one of the other people, can be the proper two Eidim, and they could say Eidus that this Kedusha was valid, and you don't even need the third person, as he holds Shliach Nasa Eid. And Beisil said, Shliach u'shnei Eidim, that since you have three people, the Kedusha would be valid, because although I hold that in Shliach Nasa Eid, however, when Reuven sent these three people, he only meant to say that one of you should be a Shliach to be Mekadosh Rachel, and the other two should be the Edim, therefore the Kedushin is Chal. And the Gemara is, for Rav Kebe Shammai, according to this Teretz, it still comes out that Rav will be following the Shita Be Shammai, who hold that the Shliach himself could be the Eid, and Shliach is Nasa Eid, and Lachir would come out that Rav is not going like Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel hold that in Shliach Nasa Eid, and it would come out that the Beir of Shila is going like the Shita Beis Hillel. And how could it be that Rav would pass it like Beis Shammai? And the Gemara says, Epoch, that in Chanami, according to Rav, he would switch around the Shitas, and he would hold that Beis Shammai is the one who said that in Shliach Nasa Eid, and Shliach Shtei Eidim, and Beis Hillel the one who said that Shliach Ve'id Echad, as Beis Hillel is the one who holds that Shliach Nasa Eid. And L'chari, we would have to say that the Beir Reb Shila would not be Epoch, and would actually hold that Beis Hillel said Shliach Shtei Eidim, and therefore Beis Hillel's demand on the hold that in Shliach Nasa Eid, and is actually Machlekes as to the version of this Brisa, and L'chari, that is the basis for the Machlekes between Rav and the Beir Reb Shila. And the Gemara continues, Rav Acha Brei D'Rava Masi Epcha, Rav Acha Brei D'Rava actually switches out the Shita of Rav and the Beir Reb Shila, and he says that Rav Amei in Shliach Nasaid, that Rav actually was the Madama hold that in Shliach Nasaid, and the Beir Shila Amri Shliach Nasaid, and the Beir Shila was the one who held that the Shliach is Nasaid. And with this version, it comes out that Rav would work out according to the first version that we had in the Brisa, that all agree that in Shliach Nasaid, and according to the version that Rav Nosson had in the Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, then Rav would be going like the Shita Beis Hillel that in Shliach Nasaid. However, according to the Shiva Rav Shila, then we would have to say the same Terutzim that we said B'negei Rav, and the Gemara ends off. That the halacha is that Shliach is Nasa Eid, and Lefizeh, we would have to go with the version of the Brisa that Rav Nassim brought, and we would also have to say Epoch, that Beis Hillel is the one that holds that Shliach Nasa Eid. And the Gemara continues, now that we stated that the halacha is that Shliach Nasa Eid, so Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, so Rava said, name Rav Nachman, Amar L'Shnayim, if Reuven says that two people, Tzuvi Katshu Liyas Isha, go and be Mekadosh Rachel for me, Hein Ein Shluchav, Hein Ein Eidav, then we say that Shliach Nasa Eid, and therefore not only are they Shlichim, but they also is Edim, and Vechim Begerishin, and the same would apply by the Geir Get, and if Reuven says to Shluchim in order to bring a Get to his wife, then certainly we would say the same, that Shliach is Nasa Eid. And we continue on Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, Vechim B'dinim Mamnis, and the same would apply to Dinim Mamnis. And for example, if Reuven owes money to Shimon, and he sends to Shluchim in order to deliver money to Shimon, then the Din is that those Shluchim could also be the Edim, and they could testify that they delivered the money to Shimon, and Shimon can't testify that he never got paid off. Keep in mind, by the Geir Kedushin and Geir, these Edim and these Shluchim are actually acting as Ediraya, and they're also creating the Kedushin or potentially the Gerishin. And by the Gei Dinim Mamnis, these Shluchim are only acting as Ediraya. And the Gemara now continues that the fact that Rav has said this Dinim Nivra of Nachman, and he said it by the Gei Kedushin, Gerishin, and Dinim Mamnis, Vitzricha, we need all of these Dinim, the Ashbinim by Kedushin. If Rav Nachman would have told us the Din by the Gei Kedushin, Mishun Dol Meser Kasi, so then we would say that Shliach is Nasa Eid because you're trying to Aser her, and therefore certainly they are not Negev. As Rashi says, Hilchach Malam Lo Isar Leim Baal Kol Eilam B'Sheka. Why would they go and ask her on themselves and on the rest of the world if they were doing so falsely and if they never really were Mekadosh her, and therefore certainly they could be Edim? Aval Gerishin Necha Shema Einam Nasba. But with the Gerishin, maybe we should be Chayshish that while they were traveling with this get and they would be Yodam in order to give the get, but they lost the get, and maybe they have the Gias at this point to say Edis and to testify that we actually gave the get, because maybe one of them wanted to marry this woman and therefore they'd rather that she's being Mugureshes, and therefore they lied and they said that we gave her the get, even though it wasn't necessarily true, and maybe we should not believe them, and therefore Rav Nachman had to teach us that even with the Geir Gerishin, we say that Shliach is Nasa Eid. The Ashmin and Gerishin, Mishum the Issel Bei Trei Lechazio, and if Rav Nachman only told us the din with the Geir Gerishin, so then we would say that we believe them with the Geir Gerishin, because they are two witnesses, and certainly this woman is not ready for both of them, and therefore there's no reason for both of them to lie, as even if one of them wants to marry her, but the other one definitely would say the MS. Ganes, and by the fact that they both say that we actually gave this get to her, it must be that they're telling the truth, and therefore we would say that Shliach Nas Eid, Avamina Ema Hani Mifli Palagi, but in the Gay of Mammon, maybe we should say that in Shliach Nas Eid, as we should be Choshish, that maybe when Reuven gave these two Shluchim the money in order to deliver it to Shimon, so maybe they said to each other that let's go and say that we actually delivered the money, and in reality we won't deliver it, and we will keep it for ourselves, and we will split it between each other, and therefore maybe we should not believe them, Kamashmolan, that even in such a case, we say that Shliach Nas Eid, and therefore Tzrichi, that's why Rav Nachman had to teach us the din of Shliach Nas Eid, B'negei Kedushin Geirishin, as well as by Din Mammonis. And the Gemara continues to discuss the din of Rav Nachman, who stated V'chein B'din Mammonis, that we say that Shliach Nas Eid, even by the case of Din Mammonis. And before we continue with the Gemara's question, the Gemara's discussion to this din of Rav Nachman, let's point out that certainly in our case, we can't be talking about a scenario where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and there were no Edom at the time that he borrowed the money, because then, of course, if someone borrows money from a friend without Edom, then he always is Nemah to say that I paid you back, even though there aren't Edom to this transaction. And therefore, as the Taisa Rush points out, that it wouldn't be a Chiddush in our Gemara that a Shliach would be Nasa Eid, and certainly they're always Nemah to say that we brought the money to Shimon and we paid Shimon back, as even if they wouldn't be considered Edom, that you don't have to pay Shimon back with Edom, and therefore, certainly there would be Nemahs, and therefore, it must be that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and at the time that he borrowed money from Shimon, there were Edom. In that scenario, there's a machlekes in Masechta Shavuos, if a mal v'chaver be'edom is tzarech l'fayer be'edom, or in tzarech l'fayer be'edom. And the svar of the man d'omo who holds a mal v'chaver be'edom, tzarech l'fayer be'edom, is that if Shimon lent money to Reuven, and at the time that he lent money to Reuven, he was makbid, that he should have Edom at the time of the transaction, so therefore he's megal adas, that he wants to make sure that this transaction is documented properly, and therefore it's as if he's saying that when you pay me back, I also want you to pay me back with Edom in order to document the payback properly as well. And based on this Hakdamah, the Gemara now asks, Maika Sava, what does Rav Nachman hold, who stated V'chein B'din Mammonis, that the din is that Shliach Nas Eid B'negei Din Mammonis, as Ika Sava, Mal V'chaver Be'edim, Tzarech L'far Be'edim, if Rav Nachman hold that if someone borrows money from his friend with Edom, then you have to pay him back with Edom, and therefore certainly Reuven can't just claim that he paid Shimon back, and he must have Edom that state that Reuven paid Shimon back. So if so, Hani Noigim Be'edis Denu, in this case where Reuven said Shluchim in order to take money and to pay back Shimon, then L'chayu, these Shluchim are Negei Be'edus. And as the Gemara explains, and as it seems that the Geis of Rashi is, the Loi Omer Purani, as if the Shluchim don't testify that we went ahead with the Shlichis, and we took the money and we delivered it to Shimon in order to pay him back, then Omalu Peruni, then Reuven will say to the Shluchim, that since you're not testifying that you actually took the money and gave it to Shimon, therefore you have to return the money to me, as you must still have the money, and therefore you owe the money to me. And Ayin Rashi, they is bothered, Al-Khir, why can't the Shluchim say that we gave the money back to you and we don't have the money any longer? And Ayin Rashi, the Pa'am Shemuslim Be'edim, as certainly there are cases where when Reuven gives the money to the Shluchim, he does so in front of Edim, and therefore they would also have the din that Amal V'Chaveh Be'edim, Tzarek L'Fayer Be'edim, that they would have to return it to Reuven with Edim as well, and therefore certainly they can't taina that they gave it back to Reuven without having Edim. And ultimately it comes out that the Shluchim are Negei Be'edus, as they have no choice but to say that they delivered the money to Shimon. Bach now adds into the Gemara, based on the Ran, the Ikasava, Malvus Chaveh Be'edim, in Tzarech L'Fayer Be'edim, if Rav Nachman holds that when Shimon lends money to Reuven, even if he does so with Edim, that Reuven doesn't have to pay him back in front of Edim, then Hani Edim Lomli, then why would he need Edim at all? And why would Rav Nachman have to teach us that these Shluchim become Edim? And the Gemara continues and answers, Elo'ilum Kasava, Malvus Chaveh Be'edim, in Tzarech L'Fayer Be'edim, that really Rav Nachman holds that when Shimon lends money to Reuven, there's no requirement for Reuven to return the money with Edim. The Oman no Puriticha Hachinami, and if Reuven would say that I paid you back, that in the Chinami there would not be a Shaila, and certainly Reuven would have an Amonis, and Shimon could not tell that I never got the money. But Hachamayaskin, the Omalei Puriticha Deishliach, but our case is talking about a scenario where Reuven didn't pay the money directly to Shimon, but he sent the Shluchim in order to take his money and deliver it to Shimon. The Amtul Hachitzarach Edim, and that's why Reuven required Edim in order to prove that he paid Shimon back, because he was sending the money with Shluchim and he wasn't going and directly delivering the money to Shimon. In this scenario, the Shluchim are not considered Negei Be'edus. In reality, if they want, they could say to Reuven that we returned the money to you and we never made the payment to Shimon. Even in a case where Reuven would have given the money to the Shluchim with Edim, they wouldn't have to pay Reuven back with Edim, as they're making a direct payment to Reuven and they're not doing so through a Shliach. And therefore, Migdiach Lema Drinol Leiva, since the Shluchim could have stated that we returned the money to Reuven, therefore, koin lemeima parani lemalva. So therefore, the shluchim can say that we pay the money directly to the malva. They are not considered a geir be'edus, and that is a chiddush of Rav Nachman that b'chem b'din mamis that we say that shluch nasa a ben geir b'din mamis, and we do not consider them a geir be'edus. And Rashi points out that why don't we say that the shluchim are considered a geir be'edus? Because if they would say that they return the money to Reuven, possibly they would be chayav to make a shvur to Reuven. Therefore, certainly it's better for them to say that we gave them money to Shimon, and this way they won't have to make a shvur. And Zok Rashi, Be'in Aleim Afilu Shvur, Shvein Hedav Mixas Kan, as certainly there is no shvur in our case, because at this point of the Gemara is quoting prior to the Takarad Rabbanon of a shvur assesses, and on the Raisa Dika level, the only time that there's a chiyuv of shvur is only when someone was made with Mixas. But in our case, since Rav Nachman holds Hamavas Chavir Be'idim, Ein Tzarech Lefar Be'idim, when Reuven says to the Shluchim that you never paid me back, and the Shluchim say that we did pay you back, therefore they were Klefar Kol, and the Din Deraisa made of Mixas does not apply, and therefore the Shluchim would not be Chayiv to make a Shvuah to Reuven. And based on what we just said, the Gemara continues and states, V'hashta Tikkun Rabbanan Shvuah Sesses, but now the Rabbanan Wom Misakin, that if someone is Klefar Kol, they could still be Mechayiv them a Shvuah Sesses. So Luchur, nowadays, even if you hold that Amal Chavei Be'edim is in Tzarech Lefar Be'edim, but the Edim are still in the Geir Be'edus, as Lemaisa, they don't want to say that they actually gave it back to Reuven, as if so, Reuven would say they chayiv to make a shvuah seses, and therefore he'd be chayiv them to make a shvuah. However, if they say that we already paid it to Shimon, then they would not be chayiv a shvuah, and therefore these shluchim are really negei be'edus, and they don't have nemanis. And Rashi points out, l'chayra, how can you say that they're negei be'edus? L'chayra, if these two edim decided to keep the money, and they didn't pay it to Shimon, and they also did not return the money to Reuven, then l'chayra, they have two choices in front of them. They could either lie and say that we paid the money to Shimon, and if so, they're really causing Shimon a loss, as Shimon will not get paid, and therefore they're actually stealing from Shimon, or they can actually say that we gave the money back to Reuven, and based on Reuven tining that he never got the money back, therefore they'd be chayav a shvuah seses to Reuven, and in order to be potter, they would have to make a shvuah sheker. And Rashi therefore says, L'fikach hemi idim shekibel malvo miyodam kedei sheyiftim in a shvuah, and therefore they would rather testify that they gave the money to Shimon in order that they should be potter from a shvuah, v'noichu lehem lehafsa amamil malvo milishavah b'sheker, and it was easier for the shluchim to decide to say testimony and to be mafsim mammon to Shimon than to swear falsely. The avgav the chashidi amarino lechashidi ashvuasa, that even though they're nechshad to steal money, we are not chashish that the shluchim would swear falsely to Reuven, and they would swear to Reuven that they paid him back. As in that case, first of all, they're lying and they're saying a shvuah sheker, and number two, they're actually stealing money from Reuven, as at this point, Reuven will have to take money out of his pocket and pay it directly to Shimon. Therefore, Rashi explains hilchah b'mammon le'amin hein edov. And therefore, at this point, now that we hold that there's a counter shvuas heses, so we would not say the din of Rav Nachman v'chein b'din amamnis and b'negeya din amamnis. We would not say that the shluchim are considered edim as we consider them negeya be'edus. And therefore, the Gemara now explains that since the shluchim are not considered edim, and therefore they're not believed to say that they actually paid the money to Shimon, so mishtaboy chayni edim yavinale umishtabei malvo the loy shokle uparle loyvo the malvo. And therefore, in our case, as Rashi points out, harei adin hazeh kedin hakotzah b'shvuas. Therefore, our din is similar to the din that's mentioned in Masechta Shvuas, Kabichem Yapin Kasai, where there was a storekeeper that gave credit to an employer, and the employer told his employees to go and take money and take the salary and wages from this chenvedi. The din is that the chenvedi said that he paid the wages, and the employees say that they never received the money. The din is that since the employer trusted both of them, therefore he has to accept the shvua both from the employees and from the chenvedi, and he would have to pay the chenvedi as well as the employees once again. And the same din would apply over here as well. And as Rashi states, Mishtaboy inu diyavlu l'malvo v'neftarim in hashalech, and therefore the shluchim would actually make a shvua to the leiva that he gave it to the malvo, as the hu aminon b'shvua shemasla ma'isel, by the fact that Reuven gave the money to the shluchim, so therefore it showed that he trusted them, and therefore he has to trust the shvua as well. Aval malvo ime, but the malvo Shimon will state she'en amanon loy b'shvua, that he never trusted the shluchim, and he claims that although that the shluchim are making a shvua, but I don't have to trust the shvua, u'mishtabed loy shakum yedayu, and as long as Shimon will go and make a shvua to Reuven that he never got any money, then Reuven, who was the original borrower, will have to pay Shimon, who was the malva. Ayin Tzis Rashi points out that when the Gemara stated Hashda the Tikkun Rabbanan Shvua Seses, Avagav Rav Nachman Gufei Tikna, that even though it was Rav Nachman himself who was misaking the concept of Shvua Seses, Kiraminum Perak Shvua Sadayonim, Hach Milst Rav Nachman Hacha, Itma Kredim Shetikna, however, the Dinner of Nachman who said Bechem Medina Mamnes was stated prior to this Takana, but in the Chanami of Nachman himself, once he made the Takana, was closed from his din that he stated Bechem Medina Mamnes. 4 minutes, and we will stop over here.